Myeloma Awareness Month. March has been designated that, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is looking for ways to help people, and we have someone on the line that can do just that. Brian Daly is with the Myeloma Link Community Outreach Manager for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, but he's also a myeloma survivor here to tell his story and how he's helping out. Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about your story and your journey. When did you first even hear the word myeloma that came into your life?
It's interesting. I did not know anything about myeloma until I was actually diagnosed. That was back in January of 2018.
What was the circumstance of getting diagnosed? What were you feeling? What was the reason for that diagnosis?
Well, it's interesting. It's similar to a lot of diseases where the symptoms are really sort of asymptomatic. You don't really notice them. In my case, I had a very diligent primary care physician who was, you know, taking lab work frequently as he detected some high protein levels in my blood and urine. And a combination of that, in addition to a game at the gym where I caught the basketball and jammed my finger, I've done that in the past, but this time it didn't heal quite as well as it had in the past, and I took it back to my doctor. We did an x-ray and found it was a fracture, which is a second flag to actually detect that there was something critical going on there.
Once you were diagnosed, then what was your next step for that? What is the treatment and how are you doing today?
Yeah, so once I visited a couple of specialists, one hematologist, blood specialist, kidney specialist, and also ultimately an oncologist, a cancer specialist, I was immediately put on a plan to get chemotherapy treatment over the next 6 months. And ultimately, my last treatment was called a bone marrow transplant, where they actually, they can take cells, plasma cells from your own body. It's called an autologous transplant, or from a donor. And I happen to be fortunate enough to be eligible to do the autologous transplant.
When did you decide to sort of become a spokesperson or be able to do outreach like we are doing today, getting the word out, talking about that, also informing the African American community how it's more than twice as likely as to get this? What kind of drove you to do that?
Yeah, so when I learned about the disease, I learned it was incurable, but it was treatable. And the second factoid that I was given by the doctor is that it does impact the Black American community in a 2-to-1 ratio. It can happen to anyone, but this phenomenon is unique to African Americans as far as the disproportionate diagnosis. But I learned about LLS during my treatment. It was brought to my attention by one of the staff members at the oncologist's office, and so I registered as a patient on their website and found just a plethora of information concerning my disease, as well as some access to nurse navigators and professionals who can answer questions directly, so I don't have to go Google it and just kind of, see what's out there in the wild. So it was really a great resource for me to understand more about the disease and how to really self-advocate. But I actually went from that role to a volunteer after convalescing and being able to get back out in the public domain, because my immune system was compromised following the bone marrow transplant. You really have to be careful not to go out in public until they gave me a 90-day quarantine period so that I wouldn't be at risk of infection. So I joined LLS as a volunteer in 2019, all the way up until COVID. And in this role that I'm in now, the National Community Outreach Manager for the Myeloma Link program, which is a program that's in 13 cities across the U.S., started in 2017. And the focus is to promote health and awareness, particularly in blood cancer, with the 2-to-1 ratio in mind in Black communities. So we're currently doing that, and it's been very fulfilling and rewarding.
I see also the fact that in a lot of times, even with some being the fact that Black Americans are more than twice as likely, also sometimes the survival rate may be not as good, or maybe the diagnosis. How can we kind of improve on that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think some of that can be attributed to just education and awareness. Part of the problem is that, you know, African Americans tend to be diagnosed at a later stage, sometimes not until they reach the emergency room that they're diagnosed. So by that time, you know, some of the early treatments have been exhausted, you know, kind of past the opportunity. But really, just to build awareness of self-advocating, asking questions of your doctor if you have issues that just don't seem, you know, normal. Speaking up, you know, a lot of times men in particular are very closed mouth about their health. So that's one of the things we need to address. You know, it's just a matter of knowing where to find the resources.
Right. So where are those resources? If we want to wrap it up, where is a good place for people to get some good information about this, just to get educated as well as maybe help others out?
Absolutely. So the best way to learn more about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is to go to lls.org. And if you're interested in myeloma link, that is lls.org/myeloma, myeloma-link. You could also call at the number is 844-955-LINK, L-I-N-K.
Sounds good. Ryan, we appreciate you sharing your story today and also helping to empower other folks with this information this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Brian Daly joining us, Myeloma Link Community Outreach Manager for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Also, he's a myeloma survivor. Again, you can go to lls.org. Or their 844-955-LINK, as well as you could to speak to a specialist as well.